It is the Riot Podcast. Is anybody else having trouble with the Drobo today?
First off, good Monday to you.
I'm Monday, January 9th, 2017.
Second of all, there's a little unveiling of the curtain. We use a thing called a Drobo for some of our work, and we call it actually Slowbo.
The Slowbo.
But it's being extra slow today.
Yeah, I've been trying to put together. See, the thing is, the podcast has many levels.
Sure, it's an onion.
Nikki gets up and gets a snack. I gather up the podcast material.
It makes me seem like I'm not working.
Well, I get my snack after you get your snack.
Sure.
Then I get up and get my snack. And then Hudson takes all of the stuff that I've grabbed, and he actually creates this podcast.
Yeah.
And in the middle of all of that, we go ahead and record this right here. Well, today, I think it's been about 5 hours. I've been trying to copy things over to the Slowbo. 5-6 hours.
And
could be 7.5.
It's still worse.
It's been taking forever.
Well, in this podcast, I think the biggest news, are you including that you got a brand new TV?
I am. I put my TV
Someone got a really good deal.
I got an insane
deal. I know.
On a 4K TV. So much so that I still can't believe I pulled the trigger.
It doesn't even matter that it's 4K. It just matters that you got a really good deal on just a TV.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really nice TV.
Because it's basically a middle-of-the-road Samsung.
Yeah.
It's not their super high-end stuff. Those were still, if I really had some money to blow, they also had a great deal on some very high-end TVs. Like, I could have gotten Samsung's best of the best for about $1,000.
Yeah, which is a great price.
Which is an amazing deal, but I didn't have $1,000. I did, however, have $350.
So hear more about his escapades.
So I had the cash money to buy that TV. I would have never imagined that I would do that. And, dude, I know this is lame sauce, but if I could, I would like to right now. First off, I want to take a nap.
Yes.
Okay. I really want that nap.
And you got to build your energy back up.
After that nap, I want to get up and have a cup of coffee, and I just want to go back to staring at a TV. Now, I should say staring at the landscape, or, you know, there are all these things that I should say, but I want to go home and play with my TV.
Sure. No one would fault you for that.
But I got a better idea. Let's spend the day making radio you a better place. Yeah. Yeah. Right here. So, hey, you guys enjoy the podcast, and I'm going to go get a snack.
Again, have a good day. Make sure you join us. Say hello through riot@radiou.com or, of course, Radio U Riot on Facebook. It's easy to message us there, too.
Yes, indeed. It is the Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
It is the Riot on Radio U, and this weekend I bought a 4K TV.
That's what we really should be applauding. I'm so proud of you.
I totally did it.
Yay!
And for those of you that just rolled your eyes
You
had that feeling where you're like, man, Man, we're so disappointed in you. So on Friday, I went to Costco.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be strolling through. I was there for a very quick, like, one-item trip, whatever. But I decided to walk past the TVs. Well, they're right there at the entrance. But
When you walk in, you see them.
I just thought, like, oh, I'm going to look down here. And down at the end of one of the aisles, there was a crowd of people. And I'm not making that up. There was a crowd of people. And I'm like, what? What is going on down there? There's, like, 10, 15 guys just standing around, and I noticed that they're all looking at open box TVs, and I thought, oh, I'm going to go down there and take a look. What I was not prepared for was, you know how some places are like, we have open boxes, and they're a deal, but they're not a deal. They're like 5% off, and they've got a huge scratch running down the middle of the TV, and they're like, we already took 5% off.
What else do you want?
You should be thanking us that we went ahead and scratched it for you. So I'm standing there, and well, like, there are three Costco employees, and I felt like I was in some Middle Eastern market. People are yelling out numbers. They're throwing out chickens. I mean, it was just this crazy marketplace scene.
You did get a 4K TV and a bag of spices.
I did. And so the guy, this one guy in front of me, I love the fact that they've already got this price so low, but he's not happy with that.
Haggle with him?
I guess. I don't know if he ended up getting any price off, but I actually was like, hey, just real quick, is anybody buying that TV right there?
I'll take that one.
I want that one. And so I had to wait for him to get done haggling. And what was funny was after I did that, then that guy was like, oh, I should have bought that TV.
The one you got.
Too late now, bro. So I bought a 55-inch Samsung TV for $370.
Ta-da!
Here's the thing that blows my
Nothing
mind.
Nothing wrong with it?
No!
And it had a box?
The only thing it didn't have was the box, but it had been, let me put it this way, it had been used so little, there was still little styrofoam flecks on the back of the box from where they had opened it.
Well, what happens is, and this is very common with Costco, they have such a generous return policy, even for TVs, mm-hmm. that people will buy them, say, I don't know, for a national championship game or any bowl game
right.
or the Super Bowl, and then they return it. So really, you're just buying a TV that was watched like once.
Well, that was definitely the case. It seemed like it hadn't even been turned on. Mm-hmm. It had absolutely everything. No, and I even said, I was like, are you? He's like, oh, yeah. No, everything's
Hey,
everything's
once the
fine.
Box is open, it's like the car went off the lot.
And so I just was surprised. And I looked at it and I thought, you know what, dude, I'm just going to buy it. And if I hate it, I'll just bring it right back. And instead, I got it home. And you know what? I'll say this. 4K TV, you're going to be a little underwhelmed by it. So I sat down to watch, it's a smart TV, so it's like I automatically had Netflix and Amazon all 4K, and I'm just like, is it in 4K?
No, you can't tell at first. You just trust that it is. So funny, you're like, I think it looks great.
And anytime they go outside, you're like, it's 4K. And then if they shoot something inside, you're like, I can't tell.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Anything landscape-wise.
It's just amazing.
I mean, nature-wise, you can tell it's beautiful. But you're right. When you go inside, you can't always.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. This is the one thing that it was amazing for that absolutely blew my mind is I've never played video games on something so awesome in my life.
Sure.
I'm not even kidding.
So where are you keeping it?
I don't know yet. Okay, I have this weird setup because I've got family coming in. So, I mean, I just, honestly, it's stupid. I got TVs all over the place now.
Well, just because they're going to want to watch something.
Right. So, right now, it's in my office, which we all know is the playroom. So, I played Call of Duty Infinite Warfare in 4K this weekend.
Gosh, on that large screen? I'm so happy for you.
It was so awesome. I'm telling you, like watching the Grand Tour in 4K, underwhelming. Playing Call of Duty in 4K, whoa! Unbelievable, man. I loved it.
So you had a good weekend with it.
At least with that.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
You know, you begin to feel like you're wasting your life, wasting your money when you buy, you know, you don't need a TV and you buy one. You spend $370. Like, it was all Christmas money.
Well, yes.
All of it. Well, that's not true. I had to throw in $15 plus tax.
I think it's okay.
So it was close. But you begin to feel a little better about yourself when you read about this. In Australia, they're very excited at Midas. No. That's the name of the drink. It's at a bar in Sydney. They're making a big splash. Neil Perry's Rock Pool Bar and Grill. Because they have placed a special order and have received the bottle of whiskey. It's called Mitre Celebration Sour Mash Whiskey. And it sells for $6,000 per bottle.
Per bottle?
Per bottle. And if you wanted to come on down and get yourself a shot of this whiskey.
Yeah.
$485.
I don't know whiskey very well, but I assume that's a lot for a shot of whiskey.
Just to be clear, I don't know anything very well.
Yeah.
That's way too much for a shot of
anything. That's more. That one shot was more than the TV that you got on sale.
That's exactly right.
That's
it was.
Crazy.
$100 more. A little more than that. $485 for a shot. And a shot's like, it's an ounce, right?
It's a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little cup. $485. I'd be so scared to spill it. And then after you drink it, I mean, would you stop?
I'm not ready to finish it yet.
Stop. Don't. I just took I just whiffed it. Shh. I'm going to be drinking this for days.
Well, they say it's so important about it, or?
I have no idea. They call it a once-in-a-lifetime drink, which, according to the bar owner, is best enjoyed neat or perhaps with a few drops of demineralized filtered water. Dude, if I paid all that money, don't water it down. Don't put anything in it. In fact, I'm not even sure I want it in a glass because I'm concerned about all the microscopic stuff.
Yeah.
On the inside of that, dude, you're running a racket at that point. I could hand you, anything. And for $485, just to prove that you didn't waste your money, you would be like, this is the most sublime, wonderful experience I've ever had.
This shot of Diet Coke was just the absolute best.
It was dirty water. That's all it was. You didn't know it, but I sold you $485 of dirty water and rubbing
alcohol. We believe
alcohol.
What we want to believe, especially when you try to make something exclusive.
Mm-hmm. I will say it comes in a neat box. It looks like a little wardrobe that opens up.
Oh, but, the bottle itself?
At $6,000, you can probably afford to spend, $10 or $15 on a nice box.
Sure. Because, comes with it.
$6,000.
Well, that's in Australia.
Yeah. So if
that's
you
the trip to Australia.
Mm-hmm. And let's just say this much. Maybe your New Year's resolution is you want to cut back on this, that, or the other, save a little money. Staring down a $465 or $75 shot, your $3 cup of coffee seems very reasonable. Very reasonable.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You're resolving to save money this year. You're 9 days in. You're starting to feel a little twitchy. You're like, I'm going to break down. I'm going to spend it. I'm going to buy something. Well, McDonald's wants you to know that if you would only buy coffee from them, you could save lots of money.
Oh, is that their push for this new year?
It is, actually. They say if you buy their coffee over going to other places, you could save anywhere from $84 to $93.
Now, they're mostly just meaning Starbucks without saying it.
Yeah.
And
now, that's just their comparison for drip coffee. Because at McDonald's, any size drip coffee is a dollar. So you can get their biggest or their smallest. It's $1 no matter what you want.
Isn't that how it is at gas stations a lot of times?
Sometimes.
Like you could just pick the cup, whatever cup.
I will say McDonald's has won me over with their cheap drinks. Like sometimes I'll just be like, you know what? I'll go there. I can get it. I can get a cup of coffee for a dollar.
I've never had their coffee there.
It's okay.
I mean, it's all basically the same, guys. And I know you don't want to hear that.
You're a sweet kid, but you're wrong. It's not all that. They have different tastes. You got to get a taste. You say that as someone that doesn't like coffee.
Nikki, I like coffee.
Isn't all tea really just the same?
Yeah, when you break it down, sure.
Okay, so then you won't be needing that candy cane tea anymore. I'll just take that with me.
That's holiday flavor, all right?
I'm just saying. Teapot. I'm just saying. Calling the coffee kettle.
Whatever.
Black.
Mm-hmm. But basically, the heart of what you're getting at most of the places is, it's similar coffee.
It is similar. So they say that the numbers that they're generating are based on people buying coffee 5 days a week from January through April.
Well, yeah, that's how you cut back. Don't get it 5 days a week. That's one thing.
Come on. As a coffee drinker, I know you're kidding. Because obviously I'm going to have it every day.
You could try to make some at home.
If you really want to save money, at-home coffee is the answer.
Yeah, because I assume if you're going to go eat, you're going to go get coffee at a place in the morning, you're probably going to get other stuff with it.
That right there.
And that's where you're really spending your money. So that's the obvious way to cut back.
Well, that's why McDonald's has made their drinks inexpensive. If you come in for coffee,
yeah,
you're not
going to
get just coffee. Do you want some pancakes with that coffee?
You want a sandwich?
A little something. Have you taken a look at our dollar menu? Why don't we just add one more dollar? You only spend a dollar, spend one more dollar.
So that's why sometimes when you make your drinks at home, you are saving a lot more money because you're not buying other stuff with it.
Now they say they're specialty drinks. They're lowering the price of those small only, $2. And if you buy those, you could save up to $140 this year. So,
all right.
This I will say, while McDonald's drip coffee I find acceptable, their specialty drinks, no.
You don't like it?
I don't, actually. I would just as soon.
That's where the line is.
Oh, we've all got to have a line, Nikki.
And he has his line there.
Oh, I've got a line.
That's it.
I've got a line.
He's not going over it.
No, but Nikki has already told you the truth. If you really, really want to save money on coffee, you're going to have to start making it at home.
Eat it at home. It's the most depressing thing.
Yeah.
It's a couple steps from when you eat at home.
I was going to say, and if you really, really want to save money, you have to pack your lunch.
Oh, that one hurts. And even make lunch or make dinner at home, too.
And with all that money that you have left over, you can buy yourself a bottle of antidepressants.
Still not as much nudity as Game of Thrones. Still not as many zombies as The Walking Dead. Still nerdier than The Big Bang Theory. It's The Riot on Radio U.
If you go to school in the Midwest, there's two words that absolutely have the power to make your world. You're like, study harder? No,
that's not it.
Snow day. Snow day. It's the best. It's the absolute best.
When you get so much bad weather, snow, that you don't have to go to school.
There is nothing like it. When you go to bed one night and you wake up and like you wake up late, there's that kind of snow day and you're just like, snow day! But then there's the other kind of snow day where you find out that you're going to have a snow day the night before. Those might be the best because then you get to stay up really late, do whatever the heck you want, then you sleep in and then you go out and play in the snow. Snow day, dude. Snow day. That's in the Midwestern sections of the United States. However, if you lived in Beijing, snow days, not so great. Did you see what they're talking about in Beijing right now? So, okay, the World Health Organization say that when it comes to pollution, there's a pollution index. 25 is what they call generally a safe level. Right now, that air quality index number in Beijing, it's currently at 195, but in the last month, it's been up to 470.
They have smog days, like pollution days, where it's too bad for them to go outside.
It's not the same as the snow. Well, it's similar.
It's like a snow. It's thick like snow.
Yeah. So it's been snowing in Beijing, and they have been calling it toxic snow.
Oh, yeah, because it attaches with it.
Right. But see, my thought was, for what it's worth, like, is that... Can that be a way, like, maybe they could, all right, everybody, we're going to filter the smokestacks or something. The snow's taking the pollution out, so let's not put as much back out there.
Would it clean the atmosphere?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of like when somebody cleans up somewhere, you're like, all right, I'm not going to be as messy because I want it to stay a little clean.
Yeah. No, I think it's on a whole other level because here you think, oh, I live in a city where there's more pollution compared to if you live in the country, but... You know, the tales of you going there and like if you suffer from asthma.
You can't.
You can't handle it. It's a whole nother level of pollution.
Yeah. So
like when you see pictures and you're like, what is that haze? You're like, no.
It's not the camera.
That's not the camera. That's not the sun. That's not stuff bouncing off of it. It's pollution.
So the thing that they are suggesting for people that do have to go out in the toxic snow.
Yeah.
They're saying that you should take an umbrella. So that the snow doesn't get you.
Okay, that is like a movie thing or something where don't let the snow touch you.
I know.
Or you melt.
It sounds like, it just sounds crazy. But they say that the snow is absolutely full of toxins. So no snowmen, no snowballs.
Like in the movie when you see the person twirling around and they've got their mouth open trying to catch all the snowflakes.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You definitely... don't want to do that.
And you're pretty much encouraged to stay inside with it.
Yeah. It'd be better if you just didn't come out at all. So welcome to, we're already there, guys. How many times have we said it? People are like, the post-apocalyptic future. No, we're there now. Don't eat the snow. Come on.
At least the snow's not people.
Not that you know of.
I know. It's made of it.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
So, Nikki, what do you do for butter?
What do you mean?
What kind of butter do you do? You buy butter?
I believe right now Eric has got us on a Kerrygold, whatever that Irish butter is.
Is that the Irish butter?
That's the Irish butter.
You've chosen wisely.
So I think that's what our household is going with.
I made that switch.
Did you?
I did. It's all, I'm Irish now. Irish spring soap, Irish butter.
And you've got it all.
I'm all Irish. Look at the green I'm wearing right now. So I was just thinking that maybe you and I, they're saying that the new trend, like the new hotness, like forget about, you know, making your own this, craft beer, blah, blah, blah.
Please
whatever.
Do not tell it's butter making.
Make your own butter.
How do you make your own butter?
Butter churn. Remember from history class?
Yeah, churn the butter, but.
Jeez, up and down, butter churn. Plus you're losing weight.
Is right? There a appliance that will do this for us?
No, you got to make it yourself.
You really have to churn the butter even nowadays?
Well, if you're going to be part of this at home,
No. That just means you're still making it at home, but you can have a machine that's doing the work.
No. You got to do it yourself. You got to make it.
Gosh, does anybody make butter at home?
Yes.
Make butter
at home. That's
what
I'm saying, Nikki, is that like this is going to be the new hotness this year. 2017 is going to be the year you make your own butter. And people are going to come over and you'll be like, yeah, I made my own butter.
There's some people that use pour a pint of heavy cream or whipping cream into a device or a jar.
Uh-huh.
Once the butter solidifies, pour a pot of it or whatever, and you have old-fashioned butter, no churning required.
No churning? Then why
Weird.
Even, who even wants no-churn butter?
Please.
Come on.
Okay, well, I see there's lots of articles about it.
Yeah, see? It's the new hotness. Do you guys want to be on the cutting edge or do you want to be back there in the past? All right. Think about this. What is the ultimate accessory to your beard? I make my own butter.
Butter. I think it's going to be impressive.
So you know what?
You're always eating bread and butter and they're like, why? So you can tell people you made it.
You have your friends over for a party. It's Saturday night. You queue up your favorite vinyl and then you serve toast with your butter. I made this butter.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's perfect. It is. If you're on your way to a more pretentious 2017, like this is the answer.
I guess I'm just not. I thought or I assumed I'm not supposed to be eating a lot of butter. So if I make my own butter, I'm going to eat too much.
No, but maybe you won't. You'll be like, hey, don't use so much butter.
I put so much churning into that. You're not going to eat it.
See, that's the other thing with a big enough butter churner. What I'm seeing is, okay, you're churning and you just want to churn with, you know, your whole legs. You're up and down. So it's like a squat thing.
It's a new workout.
Yeah, the butter churn workout. And then when you get done, you got yourself some butter.
I know,
butter
it's great. And it's cool to do some of this stuff.
Locally sourced honey.
We gotta all learn this craft so we still know how to make butter down the road. But I'm just afraid
after the bombs fall.
I'm afraid where it's going to lead to, so I just don't want to.
Hey, I've got a friend of mine that took up beekeeping last year. So you make butter. He makes the honey, and I'll get the bread.
Okay. Well, you got to make your own bread.
Hey, dude, I did that. My friend's grandpa, he was in the Navy. He was he made bread. So he taught me how to make bread, though I don't remember how.
It's been a long time.
I'm sure we can find a YouTube video, and there we go.
Which will make us a master bread maker.
Yeah. Now, we could put all that effort in, which would take days worth of work, or we could just go down to the gas station, get a loaf of bread, some butter, and some honey. Done.
Like the Irish one I get from Costco?
Yeah.
So, like, we have butter for days.
Yeah, it's a lot of
days
butter.
Days and days and days.
Do you think they have? I'm sure they've got honey. And I know they have bread. I bought bread there.
Oh, no, they have honey. I have a big thing of honey.
Perfect.
From there. And you could get two loaves of bread and one thing.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does.
Honey butter toast. But Nikki, I'm just telling you, if you want to go next level in 17.
I got to make my own butter.
You need to start making your own butter. All the cool kids make their own butter. Gosh. You buying your butter from the store?
Just make us feel bad for everything, why don't you?
That's the idea.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, how's dry-nuary treating you?
You mean being dry during January?
Yeah. That's where you don't drink any alcohol for all of January.
I'm dry anyways, but that means January's going great.
January's extra dry.
It's like, how can you make it even more drier? I'm not even doing water. It's like nothing.
I'm going to spend the whole month without drinking anything.
I'm drying out.
I'll show you.
No, it's going good.
So they say that a lot of people, especially if you did a lot of drinking over the holidays, they go dry for January.
Yeah.
And for some people, this is really tough. They say that if you are giving up alcohol, you'll probably start craving sugar, which, got to be honest, craving sugar anyway.
Anyways, well, you'll tend to, it's like if you start trying to stop smoking,
yeah,
you just go eat
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff. So same thing when you're trying to stop drinking, you might eat more.
Say to watch out for peer pressure. Your friends will probably give you grief about not drinking in January.
To bring you back.
Yeah. And then they say, all right, this says it can be both challenging and fulfilling. And the thing is, I can see why it would be challenging because on the one hand, you've got people that are like, look, for the month of January, we've had enough. No more drinking.
No more.
And then you've got these guys over here in, is it Sweden? Where they're like, hey, we designed this beer that you're supposed to drink in the shower. Have you seen this?
Shower beer?
They straight up call it shower beer.
Is that like for the morning or something?
Brewery Pang Pang has teamed up with somebody else, and they are what the drink, which can also be used to condition like your hair.
Oh, I don't think we were supposed to combine like learning that you can drink your shampoo and conditioner.
Whoa, that really is what it is. They're saying that you can drink it or you can wash your hair with it.
That's actually what might have led you to wanting to take a break from drinking. If you're drinking your conditioner, even if it's like allowed, you know, it's still like getting close.
So it's one
to
of those
a problem.
You're looking at it like, you know, I didn't know I had a problem until I started drinking my conditioner.
Well, they even have a koozie that goes in the shower so you can set it in there.
Said the first batch of this shower beer sold out instantly.
Now, you could have been someone who maybe has judged someone for hearing that they drink hairspray.
What about drinking their bath water?
So the bath water, the shampoo, the conditioner, your shower gel.
I feel like this is a step in the wrong direction.
I think so, too.
I feel like we're going
now, this is more for Swedish people.
Well, and you know, I mean,
it's cold and there are hardy people.
Aren't they the ones? No, it's the Finns that have the all of...
Sweden,
they have the hot rooms. What are you, the saunas? Yeah,
I think in Sweden they do too.
Are they sauna
but
people?
That's also Finland. Yeah,
like you would just come over and hang out in the sauna.
Yeah, and then jump in the cold water.
This is a bad. All of this is a bad idea. I mean, the sauna I get, but like, hey, let's get in the sauna and have a little too much shower beer. No, we need to dry that thing out.
I like all the quotes from I think probably made up people who doesn't drink in the shower. Again, these were signs. It confuses people because these were signs that you had a problem.
Right.
And now they're like, no, you don't drink in the shower?
What's wrong with you?
So maybe lean more towards the keeping it dry in January, even if that means you're not allowed to shower.
Even giving up the shower.
Because you can't fight the temptation.
Why have you showered? Once they came out with that shower beer, I had to stop showering.
And remember,
the shower used to be a safe place.
It's not safe anymore. Remember, just take it one day at a time. You're only doing it for January. Just say that to yourself. And then
Start there. Maybe you can
keep going.
Yeah, and then like on February 2nd, you might be like, you know what?
Don't feel the need to go back to it.
This was good. I could do without the whole time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can still take a shower.
And don't listen to these shower beer people. They're deranged.
That is a bad influence.
Something's wrong.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Now, of course, the following should be taken with what I think I would call a grain of salt, maybe a bit of VapoRub. Because it's the people at Vicks that commissioned this survey.
Oh, sure. So there might be a little bit skewed.
Might be. But they say 1 in 5 people admit to exaggerating their cold symptoms to get some more sympathy.
Well, that's because if you're using Vicks, you wouldn't have any symptoms.
No, you just stink.
So you got to exaggerate it, but they can tell, by the way.
Have you ever had people tell you to put vapor rub on
your feet
and then put your socks on?
I always wonder about that because they're like, that's a guaranteed surefire way to get rid of like a cough or a cold, but I've never tried it.
Seems absurd.
It seems like some old-timey thing. I don't know.
To me,
I don't want to wear socks, let alone at night.
That is like snake oil. They're like,
yes!
Oh, it's going to work.
It is, just to see if you'll keep them on.
Put it on your feet right where those symptoms are because your feet are having the colds. I have no idea, but I've for real heard that before.
It's always people that are like, we swear by it. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. So they say on the list of things people have done to exaggerate their cold symptoms, faking a dramatic sick voice. Nikki, you have or have not done this?
No.
No, you have. I've heard you. The thing is, I've heard you exaggerate your sick voice for weeks right here on this show.
That was honest sick voice. It was
sure
laryngitis.
It was. Sure, sure. Like you expect us to believe
wah,
that.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, let's see. Other things people do. Let's see. Pretend to be more tired than they actually are.
Oh, you don't need to pretend.
Yeah, that's not even.
Please.
No, that's real.
We need to tone it down because it's so real.
That is real. Let's see. What are some of the other ways they've done that? They say the sick voice is definitely something that you do for your boss or for the people that you live with.
Yeah.
So that they think you're more sick than you are. They say that men are more likely to
lie about it.
To lie about their symptoms than women are. That's because women make the world go round. While the women be calling in sick, this whole place would fall apart. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. Oh, 1 in 5 still turn to their moms to nurse them through their sickness.
Oh, what makes you feel better?
Let's see. 45% still turn to the same remedies that were given them when they were a child.
And that's where Vicks is trying to tie in their vapor rub
thing.
Well,
I'm sure that they are. So let's see. I don't have any more things.
I only turn to the music. I have to turn my ID into, you know, the pharmacy to get. So that's
where you get your drugs.
That's my tradition.
See, my thing is, I think people feel like they have to exaggerate their symptoms because in our society, people are like, are you bleeding from your eyes?
And then you can come to work.
Has something fallen off? Then get in here.
No, you do feel pressure. And if you are sick, even if you feel like it's not enough, that leads to sometimes having more sick, like you just get worse. So why not take the time off and not feel guilty about it?
I hate taking time off for being sick because that, as dumb as it sounds, that I don't think there's anything in my life that makes me feel more guilty than that. I'm like, I'm sick. And I just feel like everybody's like,
Yeah, right.
Sure you are.
That's because we bring it up so much about lying about it.
You know what? Why don't you? Let's see. What else you got? Oh, nice fake voice. Hey, what'd you throw? Oh, you did. You got a little cough there.
Are your socks on? Are you going to your old timey remedy?
And since I had that surgery, I haven't had any sinus infection. So I got nothing.
You got nothing. No problems.
I got nothing. Just take something and get in here.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's the Riot.
What do we got here? I'm just flipping through. I can't decide if I want to talk about this man who took his time in front of the Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, anytime we come up with... Are you okay there? Yes? Anytime you have the option to say Piggly Wiggly, I think we should. You okay?
Woo!
You dizzy?
I don't want to exaggerate my cold symptoms, but I feel like I'm going to pass out.
You all right?
Oh, all right. It must be the power of the Piggly Wiggly. It overwhelms us.
As a shopping, a grocery store.
Have you ever been to a Piggly Wiggly?
I went to one. I think I was somewhere in Tennessee, and we went in.
I think I went to one in Florida.
It's weird. It was just, it's a normal grocery store, but I guess my thing that I don't understand is why is it called Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah. Because, I mean...
That's an old-timey name.
It totally is. And it survived.
It's like, hey, the pig is wiggling down the butcher, and there's the store.
Let's think about all the grocery stores that are named after animals. Piggly Wiggly. There used to be a chain called Big Bear. They're not around anymore.
Yeah.
Giant Eagle.
Is that the list?
Okay, that's all I got.
That's all you can come up with? What a mighty list that is.
Wow,
you're
man.
Right.
You should publish that. Take that to the internet and get the clicks.
Wow, okay. Okay, well, we can still talk about the Piggly Wiggly.
All right, well, this happened in Columbus, Georgia.
Sure.
James, 46 years old, he was down there in front...
In front of the Wiggly.
In front of the Piggly Wiggly doing a little wiggling. He urinated.
Well, he had had too much to drink. They also found a pipe on him, and not like a old-timey pipe, but a glass one.
You don't think he was in there looking for some tobacco?
No, I don't think so.
The finest weed in the South farthing?
No.
No.
They found that on him.
A
but,
glass pipe.
I guess I never caught if he was intoxicated as well with the alcohol.
They believe that he was. So here's the part where, again, I am immediately drawn to the police that have to respond.
Yes.
Our friend James here pulls his pants down and...
sometime during his...
Time.
Time of sickness.
And he pees all over the front of the Piggly Wiggly. Now, when the police get there, he is laying with his pants down on his stomach. So they tried to call and they asked him if he's okay. We're going to get an ambulance. Then he stood up, put his hands in a defensive position as if he was going to fight him. So the police tried to handcuff him. But he started thrashing around.
With his pants still down. Now, they said a soldier was there from Fort Benning. And came over and helped with the situation.
Yeah.
And they took the man from the Piggly Wiggly to the jail, but the jail would not accept him because he was so out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to go to the hospital first, sober up, and then he went to jail.
So you handcuffed this guy. Then you have to help him get his pants back up. And he's fighting you the whole time.
He's not happy about it.
You're helping someone get their pants on, and they're like, you want a piece of me? And they're kicking you. They're fighting. Like, this guy, you're just trying to help. And it's like, yeah, it's just, you know, Friday. It's just what we do down here at the Piggly Wiggly.
If you're a police officer, is this just every time you just know, all right, pull his pants up?
All right, it's fine.
Or do you just stick him in the back of the cop car with the pants down?
I don't think you do.
I will. Well, he already pottied over himself. So, like, there's going to be some cleanup.
You know, I've seen sometimes, like, you'll see pictures of, like, cops with rubber gloves on. This is a rubber glove event.
I'm sure there's a protocol.
You think there is?
I want to know what the call in is. You know how like it has numbers and like it's like we gotta like if there was a pooper, like I'm sure there's some name, but this is like a bodying.
And they give it to you.
Yeah, like all right,
you're the new guy.
We got that. Or is there a Piggly Wiggly code, like a PW?
Dude, well, you know
how,
like,
you?
In some of those, like, in some places, they have a cop. His whole job is just being at Walmart.
Yeah.
There's so much crime at some Walmarts that the cop is just at Walmart
so
all day.
This would be like a PWP, Piggly Wiggly P. So that's the code, and you call it in, and you pull the guy's pants up, and you take him in.
Just like, oh, again. Yep. That's you. Why does dispatch always send me? You're the new guy.
You're the new guy.
And you're quickly becoming our PWP expert. So
that sounds like a workout.
You're a specialist.
Sounds like the PW or the PX. P90X. That's what
that sounds like. Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Now, Nikki, I'm a little worried about you.
Why?
Because all morning you've been like, I'm freezing.
It is freezing. Cold in here. It is so, so cold.
The thermostat says 70 degrees.
It was 69 when I first started being cold.
When I went over there, I looked at it. It says that means that through our loud, hot air, we have brought the temperature up 1 degree in this room.
That's all we've been able to do. I don't know if it's just sometimes our temperatures are different.
Well, and I accept that.
My side can sometimes be a different temperature than your side of the desk. But
it's usually hotter over there.
Yeah, but they removed all that equipment.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't work anymore.
You need to eat more and get some extra insulation.
I'm just so cold over here.
That is...
My nose is cold. My hands are cold. I'm shivering.
All morning I've heard cold is sleepy.
Isn't that like with hypothermia or something?
Yes.
I'm supposed to be worried?
Don't go to sleep,
I'm not
Nikki.
I'm supposed to fall asleep, but that's
smacking you in the face.
I want to do.
Don't go to sleep, Nikki. Stay with me, Nikki.
No, I just... What's that light? Oh, that's just the light bulb.
Yeah. Maybe it's my sad light.
Oh, it's your seasonal dessert. Yes.
It's so bright.
Oh, it's just very cold in here.
Well, do you want me to... I think we got probably a blanket in the green room or something.
Well,
do you want me to get it?
I have another coat, but I felt like it would be weird. It's a puffy coat. It's a very winter coat.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to... I didn't want to wear that.
I love the idea of looking over at you and you're wrapped in a blanket.
Yes, while I'm doing this show.
Like, what? We're just getting cozy.
I just want a comforter.
I just want to be, you know, comfortable and stuff.
I don't also like to trust or touch the thermostat here.
I don't understand why you're afraid of the thermostat.
Well, a couple of times.
You'll just get yelled at and have a meeting. Why don't you want to touch the thermostat?
I don't want to be yelled at.
Come on!
Because, you know, you touched one button and how dare you, and it broke.
Yeah.
And we've had that before, so that has been justified.
Well, and I've been told multiple. I've been told, like, yeah, change it if you need to. And then I've been told, don't ever touch this.
We're getting conflicting messages.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now that it's 70, I feel like I'm warming up a little.
Man. Like, surf's up. Come on.
I'm going to take my shoes off, put on the flip-flops, but it has been cold.
I feel like I've gotten warmer the more we've talked about it.
Yeah.
You know what we could do? Those lights up there, if I turn your lights up, it'll warm it up.
It's not worth it. I don't want the lights on that much. I'd rather be cold and suffering
dark.
From hypothermia than have these stupid lights on.
Okay.
That hurts my eyes.
Okay. Well, I guess that's everything.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just, we still have Kit Kats from our taste test on Friday.
I ate a Kit Kat.
Eating warms the body up.
Of course
gets
it
things
does.
Moving. I'll
of course
just do
it does.
That.
Have yourself a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
How come you haven't eaten it yet?
Well, I just had my breakfast. I had my smoothie.
Oh, man, I had it. I made my breakfast, And then I found a Pop-Tart in my car. I just ate it.
You were eating it? No, I read an article last week, okay? Yeah. And the article said, who dares tell you that you should eat breakfast right when you wake up in the morning?
Yeah.
You just eat when you're hungry.
When you're ready.
When you're ready. And so I've been trying to think of, like, when am I ready for my smoothie? And just trying to feel that one out. Like, am I ready or am I not? I don't know. I don't know if I am.
How about this? Ready or not, I better eat now because there won't be any food later.
Yes, because you have
to get it in. How's that for breakfast?
So I've just been trying that because some articles say you have to eat within 30 minutes of waking up or you're never going to get healthy. Other articles say, no, just listen to your body more. My body's shivering, it's cold, and I'm hungry.
What's it telling you?
To go to bed.
What is your body telling you, Nikki?
That's what my body was telling me. Go to bed.
I want to do whatever my body tells me to do right now. Right?
It hasn't told me to eat the Kit Kat yet. I'm waiting.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Somebody spread the newspaper and put the bottle of water in the bathroom because I feel like we're getting closer and closer to our semi-annual Taco Bell cleanse.
All right.
Nikki, it keeps coming up. You keep throwing Taco Bell stories at me. People keep talking about Taco Bell. And I start thinking to myself, like,
Seems like it's about time, right?
Yeah, it's feeling like it's about time. I do love, one of the things I really love about Taco Bell is that it's one of the few places I can eat where I don't have to wait that long to feel bad. I mean, it's like 15, 20 minutes after I've eaten
it. It's not that bad.
And immediately my stomach is like,
Did you ever think maybe it's what you're ordering in your body?
You mean the tacos?
Like,
the tacos, Nikki. I'm not going in for their specialty items.
And your body and how it reacts.
You know what? My body is a truth teller.
I thought you were going to say it's a temple.
It's a truth teller, Nikki. And I believe even earlier in the show, you were saying you got to learn to listen to your body. So what my body says is, what have you done?
It's not that bad.
Get that sour. Like,
the gurgle?
The gurgle.
Like, what are you doing down there?
Oh, no. I've got to get home right away.
Like, no, you can handle it.
I've got to get home right away. That's why I only go to the Taco Bell that's really close to home.
I've not experienced what Obi has all the time, but for Taco Bell.
Don't worry, Nikki, your time's coming.
Yeah, one day.
They're bringing you in. Nikki just passed me this.
With fast food, I think you're rolling the dice on all of them.
I don't know. I feel like I get a pretty consistent low-level sickness with McDonald's, but it never reaches the peaks. Heck, Taco Bell's valleys are higher than McDonald's peaks. Yes. I mean, come on. So Nikki passed me this Taco Bell's Volcano Crispy Chicken Chips.
Yeah. It looks like flattened chicken tenders.
That's exactly what
it is.
Or
like a nugget that's been pounded out and shaped into a tortilla chip.
You get them in 6 or 12. And you get a dipping sauce, and let's see, you can get nacho cheese, spicy ranch, or they say Taco Bell's lava sauce.
Which is a spicy queso, which is back. It had been gone, but now it's back.
Well, they're bringing it back, but there's one problem.
What's the problem?
Knoxville, Tennessee only.
Oh, for the testing?
Yeah,
they like to test in Knoxville.
They're testing them.
Because I remember one time I was in Knoxville or something, or I was at a Tennessee one, and they were testing their breakfast back a long time ago.
Right. Well, what you need to do is call all your friends in Knoxville, or just randomly get phone numbers from Knoxville and call them and be like, hey, I need you to support these so they'll go nationwide.
Yes, you can actually get it.
So even though obviously you're taking your health into your own hands, make sure your premiums are paid.
So it looks like you can also get, do you see the picture of it? Is that like what is the Taco Bell, the folded things? It looks like origami. Like the flat folded.
I know what you mean.
Thing?
I can't remember what they're called.
Does anybody remember?
And it's it's in a burrito that they've toasted.
Yes, but they've wrapped into the weird thing. They can put the Volcano chicken, crispy chicken chips into it.
So they
call it the Volcano Chick Star.
Oh, yeah. Volcano Chick Star.
So you can get that.
I like the look of that. I do. It feels like, does anybody remember V'ger from Star Trek The Motion Picture?
Could you try to get something that people know?
What?
Again.
You don't think everybody, Nikki, didn't you come over to my apartment and watch that with Eric.
Is that the one movie, yep. The Star Trek movie, mm-hmm. that we watched?
That's right.
I don't think I actually stayed awake for it.
Okay. Well, that's what.
So Taco Bell, you Taco can Bell. Try that out in Knoxville.
Crispy chicken chips, Nikki. Volcano!
Chicken tender sounds really good though, right? But
it
not
does.
Flattened. I want
the real deal.
Real deal.
I know where we can get those. I know a guy.
What are you, a dealer?
Oh yeah.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.